back to another episode of the Nationwide Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk all about entrepreneurship. I am Diara Springer, and I have two guests joining me today. I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves. On my left, we have
Celeste Foster, Project Champion for the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation Youth Programs.
And on my right,
Jatara Small-Rafe of Queen's College, the owner of Sweet House.
All right. Thank you so much for being here with us, guys. All right. So, Jatara, you are young. You just turned 18. So, and you are also the owner of Sweet House, as you mentioned. What inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
My uncle, he was the biggest inspiration for me. His name is Kevin Small, as some of you guys may know him. He is a festival designer of Krapova. He also bakes and caters for different events. So from young, being in the kitchen with him and seeing him baking and just being in the process of him catering for an event, whether it be dealing with Krapova costumes as he's currently doing, all that type of stuff, it encouraged me to like want to be an entrepreneur when I got older. So it was always a case of if I don't do cupcakes or a kit in general, I wanted to do hair, nails, lashes, all that type of stuff.
And how long has the business been going on now for?
Sweet House?
Yeah.
Well, from the start of the $20 challenge, which was in October.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. All right. I know, Celeste, we're going to come at you now. So the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation is an island leader, really, in encouraging entrepreneurship, but specifically youth entrepreneurship. In a country like ours, why do you think that that is important?
The mandate of the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation really is about influencing a culture of entrepreneurship and working with various stakeholders, advocating and creating a space that allows entrepreneurship across all spaces. So we're talking about large, small, medium. In this case, we just happen to be speaking about the $20 challenge. So one of our very first projects would have been the free Wi-Fi.
Ah, okay.
That was a project of the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation. Mm-hmm. And free Wi-Fi was about creating opportunity for those persons who wanted to engage and trade, who didn't have access to Wi-Fi back then, to be able to navigate their business in that way. So when we talk about entrepreneurship and creating opportunities, it's really about creating a space where entrepreneurship can grow, expand. Another big vision for the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation was the marrying of seasoned entrepreneurs with nascent or upcoming entrepreneurs. And that's kind of what happens in the $20 challenge. In the $20 challenge, we look at entrepreneurship through the students, but the students are supported by their teachers, who are supported by corporate Barbados. Okay. And then professionals in the entrepreneurship space. So really our youth program embodies all that we stand for about helping entrepreneurs at different stages to connect, grow, and network.
Okay. You mentioned just now the $20 challenge. So for those who might not know, what is the $20 challenge and why even do a $20 challenge?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
The $20 challenge is our youth program, principally done at secondary and tertiary institutions. And it starts in, well, the process starts in September where students sign up. And then in October, they start to build their businesses. We don't teach them entrepreneurship. Mm. We influence how they see entrepreneurship and help them to navigate the entrepreneurship journey by offering them workshops, and the mentors help them, which we call our ambassadors, help them to consider how they want that business to flow. But at the end of the day, it is the student who has to make the decision. Mm-hmm. For us, the $20 challenge is not only a business program, because not everybody will want to run a business in the end.
True.
But our students get exposed to what it is like mm-hmm. to run a business. So they build confidence. They learn about numbers. They learn to network with others. I remember when I met this young lady for the very first time, when we were doing our presentation at the school. And she was very shy. I remember saying to the class, this is not VQC. I know y'all are so quiet and shy and reserved. And then I saw her in May at the awards function and saw her talking to people, networking. And in that short space of time, we saw a young, introverted young lady who had dreams, not only realizing some of her dreams, but coming out of her shell. And to my mind, that is what the $20 challenge is about. It is about opportunity. It is about growth. It is about learning how to become the best version of yourself.
Okay. I love that. That is beautiful. All right. So, Jatara, so let's talk to you a bit just now. How was the $20 challenge for you?
I would say it was a great experience. It was a lot of exposure. As you said, it was very introverted. I don't speak loud, nothing like that. So I would encourage any young person who's listening to this to join the $20 challenge. You will get a lot of opportunities. One of your opportunities could be an internship, which could give you experience in the real world. Like, when you go into an organization, you know how it operates. Although each business operates differently, it still has some sort of similarity, and it gives you exposure.
So walk us through the challenge for you.
So in the beginning, my teacher brought this opportunity to me. She was like, well, she spoke loud in class. She was like, anybody wants to join the $20 challenge? Everyone was like, to do well, including me, because like, that ain't giving me no more information. Mm. So then she went deeper into it, and she said, you start a business with $20, and the business grows, and you also grow. So I want to big up Miss Franklin for encouraging me to join. So then she was like, but Jatara, I could see a lot in you. And then we were talking about some of the stuff that I could have sold, which was, one could have been K-pops. But I don't do that now.
Okay.
But I will eventually. So then I was like, it's not real difficult and too much for me. In the beginning, I was like, this is too much. I don't want to do it no more. Like, I was literally ready to give up. Mm-hmm. And she told me no. She also spoke to my mommy and my uncle. And them too was like, no, you're not leaving the challenge. You can continue to do it to the end. I had a lot of setbacks in the challenge where it was like getting some of the stuff I would have ordered to Barbados or financially somebody, because $20 is not enough. We all know $20 is not enough to start a business unless you're doing, I don't know, teaching lessons with the knowledge you know. Mm-hmm. But I had to also borrow money from my mommy to get some of this stuff. And she invested. So I didn't borrow, but she gave me the money to start the business. So I had the first market day in November. Mm-hmm. It was at Spain Mall.
Okay.
When I first walked in, I was like, this is real people here already setting up. Like, what's going on? I didn't think it was this much people, because in the meeting, it did not look like all of these persons that are here in front of me right now. So I set up. I wanted to set up close to the door, which I didn't get to, but I still set up. I had a lot of sales that day. My decorations on my table, it was attractive to other persons. So that draw attention to my table.
Yeah.
My uncle also helped me decorate the table, so thank you to him. I met a lot of new people. A lot of persons showed a lot of interest in my product. So I also offer surprise cupcakes.
Okay.
These surprise cupcakes, everybody's gonna know, what is these surprise cupcakes? So the surprise cupcakes are technically like, it's a regular cupcake, yes, but it has a sweet treat inside of it.
Okay.
So when you bite into it, you bite into something you don't know it is. It's a surprise. So it could be gummy bears, snakes, jams, like, you know, during November is Independence Month. So we do like the raspberry jam, nice. The tamarind jam, the guava, all of those types. Okay. But coming to the, so like that was one of the first big steps in the challenge. Mm-hmm. One of the first big things that you had to do to, in order to go to the next step. Mm-hmm. So the next step was submitting a report. This report process took me long. I think it's kind of like the report was like, and if you don't know what to do, it's like you're so lost. Mm. But with the guidance of my teacher and my mentor, I got through it. I was like, this is too much though. Like, why all of this just to say I don't know? But I did it. I did the report, I submitted, and then I was in the semifinals, which was the next stage. So in the semifinals, we also had to do another report, but also include the market days we would have had outside of the market day for the $20 challenge. So we would have had market days at school. We would have got exposure to go to girlfriend's expo and sell.
Nice.
And I used to carry school cupcakes on Mondays and Fridays. So that's still a market day. Mm-hmm. So all of those financial information from those days, I included into the report in the semifinals. Mm-hmm. So when I did that, I got through to the finals.
Fantastic.
The finals was a lot too, but mm-hmm. you had to show up. Mm-hmm. If you don't show up, I don't know how you're going to be seen and get to the next step. Mm-hmm. So in the finals, we still had to submit another report, a written one and a financial one. We had to do presentations where we will have the judges and we will be being judged. So we also had a practice run, and my practice run, it was not good. I won't say it wasn't good, but it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. So the practice run, I got feedback. I did the feedback that I received. And then I had the actual judging day. I was shaking. Mm-hmm. All coming up the road in the car, it was so funny. But when I got there, it was like, listen, see, if you win, if you lose, like, what's your next? So you're going from here. So I didn't win, but I won the People's Choice.
Nice.
I also won Market Day Awards. I won like 5 prizes on the awards day.
Oh, you go, girl. You go.
So I would say it's a lot of exposure, a lot of experience. You will learn a lot. You will grow a lot. And it's something that I believe a young person should look forward to joining. If you're in secondary school, I would say reach out to your business studies department, your teacher, the head, something, because the opportunity is given to every single school in Barbados, mm-hmm. every single secondary school in Barbados, even the private schools. So I would say reach out and see if you can join this challenge, as it gives you a lot of opportunities and exposure.
Well done. And see, that's progress right there from you wanting to drop out to actually sticking with it and being developed, not only as an entrepreneur, but as a person. That's amazing. All right. So Celeste, you guys have also added an agriculture component. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a bit about that.
Many years ago, I was personally asked to participate in the Ministry of Agriculture's training for their young farmers, mm-hmm. because we have a problem that we have more farmers over 50 than we have farmers under 50.
Well, okay.
And the idea was to encourage young farmers to not only consider the operations of farming, but also to consider the business of farming. Mm-hmm. So coming out of that and after the IADB report, what was found is that there was not a pipeline. Mm-hmm. So young people were not getting excited enough to pursue careers in agriculture. So what we did it twice on two occasions. We did an agriculture entrepreneurship program and we developed a NVQ for level one for these students. And that allowed them to pursue agriculture as an operation and agriculture as a business. Mm-hmm. Because how you run a business for agriculture is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We lack of resources, so we've not pursued that as much as we would have wanted to.
Right.
But I am happy to see that Fund Access has now been looking into an agriculture program in conjunction with UWE. So young farmers get the opportunity to participate in a business type environment. And like I said, the BF is about stakeholders, it's about engagement. We see entrepreneurship as a relay race where different people carry the baton at different times. So I am really happy to see where that has gone. Another program that we've done, and we are reintroducing it in 2026-27, is the Community Entrepreneurship Program.
Okay.
And just before I had this session, we were talking to a partner and they were asking, so what's happening with that? We ran two sessions. The first one we were invited to run by the Optimist Club. 50% of those entrepreneurs who went through the second program are still in business today.
Okay.
And we are considering running, like I said, a third edition in conjunction with some agencies where the clients are disadvantaged. So that the whole idea is to help people look at what they have in their hand and see how they might be able to move from a welfare circumstance to earning their own way.
Fantastic. And that's really important because right now the whole issue of food security, so it's a great step that you guys have taken on your end. Wonderful. All right, so Jatara, we are back at you. And you are a student of Queen's College, Fiat Lux.
Fiat Lux, for me.
Oh, wait, and you're finished now?
Yeah, Fiat Lux.
Okay, Fiat Lux for both of us. Okay, so, and you were studying?
Accounts, Economics, and MOB, Management of Business.
Ah, gotcha. So how do you intend to use those subjects into your journey as a business owner?
I am completing my KIEP Unit 2. I have one more exam. I was only at QC for 2 years. Previously, I was at Alexandra, and I also had a love, I always had a love for accounts from Alexandra. So going to QC was like, I only want to do accounts. I don't want to do nothing else. At first, it was like, if I don't get accounts, I don't know, because I got to go BCC. So at BCC, I was going to do accounting, marketing, and management. So I would say my studies is helping me. It is a lot of problem solving, especially in economics and accounts. There's a lot of figures. If it don't balance, you got to go back over it. It's frustrating, but it helps. My studies are helping me to manage my business because I have to do balance sheets. I have to do income statements. I have to know how to speak to customers.
Right.
Although what I am doing is not directly speaking about customers or relating to customers, I still have to interact with customers and give great customer service. It also helps me to budget and just overall manage the business, manage my finances so I don't overspend, so I don't owe too much people, which I don't, but still.
Great.
And every new skill will help me to become a better entrepreneur.
It's nice that you can see how, you know, the work that you've done at school, how it correlates to what you're doing now. Because a lot of people be like, school ain't really helping me, but you've
written. It's because I learned how to do an income statement and balance sheet my business.
That's beautiful that you can see how it is helping you right now. And that was Queen's College. So we're going to go into the past now. You were crowned Empress of Lawrence Tigé, representing the Republic of Congo, and you picked up the Best Female Talent and Best Female Costume Awards. Walk us through what that pageant experience was like.
That was a nice experience, although it was like 6 years ago. It was a nice experience. As I say, being around my uncle just encouraged me to do a lot of stuff. My uncle is who made my clothes that day.
Nice.
All of my clothes, all of my outfits, he saw me in. He is who said, get this hair still, get that hair still. He is who chose the talent that I should do well. I was always in dancing because I danced with Poylons.
Okay.
So it was a case of, you know how to dance, so go and dance. Use that as your talent. It was a lot of dedication. hard work. It was tiring. After school on evenings, I have to go come a mirror to practice my walk, my dancing, all that type of stuff. So it was a lot of hard work. I used to get home late. It's tiring, but it's still something that you will enjoy in the end. All of the awards that you will receive, the hard work really pays off.
We are going to wrap up. And Celeste, kid, the $20 challenge started 15 years ago, that's correct?
Whoa.
Wow. That's impressive. And it's still going strong. What does the future look like for the challenge?
So the $20 challenge got started back in 2011 as a brainchild of Keith Miller and Derek, who now lives in the, who resides in the UK, but is of Barbadian descent. Mm-hmm. And the two of them thought about how could we impact the future of Barbados. When I look back on the type of young people who've passed through the program and where they are today, not all of them are entrepreneurs, but most of them are so successful at life. Mm-hmm. I mean, that really warms my heart. We've seen the challenge move from fourth formers generally, mm-hmm. to anybody at secondary Whoa. School. So we have a young man, for instance, Ethan, who is 11 years old, who is now showcasing at Caribbean Brushstrokes Gallery. So, yes. And that came about because of his involvement mm-hmm. in the $20 challenge. So when I look at the $20 challenge, I think of what has transpired over the years and where we are going. Where we are going is the first time we had the People's Choice Award, and I want to just say thank you to the nation for being the sponsor of the $20 Challenge People's Choice Award. So that got, and we had over 2,500 people vote in the People's Choice Whoa. Award. Yeah. And we've had more partners come on. We've seen the growth in our Financial Excellence Award, where the Financial Excellence Award is now a complete wealth creation starter package. So we have COB who would give, you know, the COB account. Mm-hmm. We have the mutual funds through Fortress, who gives mutual funds, they get cash. And then that person gets the opportunity to also have an internship. So like Jatara is getting an internship and she'll be working in accounts and finance. Mm-hmm. So when I look at the $20 challenge and where we want to go, we want to expose our young people to more real world opportunities, mm-hmm. let them try on, test, though, experience entrepreneurship, but more importantly, let us inculcate in their minds the value of growth, development, networking, and financial literacy. And if we're able to tick those boxes, I think that we can grow from strength to strength as the years go forward.
Great. And we have proof of how well the program has done. And to wrap us up, Jatara, what does the future hold for you? What are you looking to do next? And where do you want to take your business, Sweet House?
Okay, so for my business, I want to expand. I want to offer more products. I want to do event packages. I want to do a lot for my business, a lot. I also wanted to do a physical store, like how there's a store in town in one of the malls, a kid business. I think that me doing it will help me even more to get more exposure and a lot of customers and be more out there with my business. For me, I want to further my studies and also I would like to start another business.
Okay.
With my passion for hair and makeup and also inspire young mm-hmm. persons to join the challenge. It's a big step, but you can do it and it can get you, it can put you another step forward. You have a lot of opportunities. For example, internship. You may have an internship, no, but when you finish